Okay, so I'm here with Tracy in Heywood House Garden, and in front of us, maybe you can tell us what's on the lawn.
We're sorting out loads and loads of cards into alphabet letters so that we can make frames. So we do all kinds of words and frames. We sell a lot of Walthamstow, actually.
And it kind of looks like a load of skyscrapers, piles of cards, all with different letters on
them. Yeah, there's a lot of cards.
Okay. And this is for a game that came before Scrabble.
Yeah, it's called Lexicon, and it was the kind of the precursor to Scrabble. Obviously, there wasn't much to do in the 1930s in terms of no TV and video games, so there's a lot of them around.
So how did people play Lexicon? You've got all the cards with the alphabetical letters on, but they've got numbers on as well. So how does it work?
Yeah, well, it's very similar to Scrabble, apart from its cards rather than letter tiles.
So was there a board, for example?
No, there's no board. You just make up long words. Yeah, so the more, and they have the different points on them, so the higher the score.
So the numbers are your score for each letter? And did they have any of the triple word score ideas, or was it a simpler game?
No, it's a little simpler. I'm no expert at Lexicon, though.
You've played quite a bit, I think. Yeah.
We have played a lot, though.
Okay. But like you're saying, you're using it for art.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing with the cards?
Basically, we're making frames, so we can do any word that you want. We do a really long one that says supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That one sells quite well.
That's brilliant.
And it also uses quite a lot of the odd letters.
Do you have lots of X's and Z's left over when you're doing this?
Yeah, we have lots of X's and Z's.
Okay.
W's and U's are the least popular.
What was your favourite word that somebody's asked for as a commission so far, or things that you've enjoyed doing?
Well, the weirdest one, I think, was cougar, which was a present for someone. I'm not sure they would have been that pleased with it.
That depends what the intention behind it was, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. And where are you selling these things?
We sell in Penny Fieldings, the beautiful interiors in Orford Road, and we also sell to Selfridges and Oliver Bonas.
Okay, and if people wanted to find out more, do you have a website that they could go and look at?
Yeah, just go to www.vintageplayingcards.co.uk.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.